Welcome to BioTime, a podcast to help you pass high school biology and understand the science of life. My name is Chris, and I'm your host today. Hey guys, so today we're going to be going over the endoplasmic reticulum. We're first going to start by discussing the general structure of the ER, and then we'll go into an in-depth explanation of the ER's two counterparts, which is the smooth ER and the rough ER. We'll go over their structure and their function. Okay, so let's go over the ER in general. So, just in case you guys don't know, the endoplasmic reticulum is abbreviated to ER because it's just a long name. But, so let's go over the structure right now. This ER is basically this ginormous extensive network of membranous tubules and sacs. And these tubules and sacs are called cisternae. And the cisternae actually also exist in the Golgi, but we'll talk about the Golgi in the next podcast. Anyways, these tubules and these sacs combine together. Like they kind of form this large complex together. And when combined, they actually form these mini compartments. And these compartments are called the ER lumen. And inside this ER lumen, lots of protein synthesis occurs, as that's one of the roles of the ER. But anyways, this complex that is the ER is actually continuous with the nuclear envelope. So this, remember, the nuclear envelope is this membrane. So it's a membrane. So this membrane around the nucleus is actually connected to the ER. So they're not separate, they're connected. So just as a mental image to help you imagine this ER in your head more clearly, you can think of the ER as this maze that's connected to a big circle. So this maze represents the complex of tubules and sacs that make up the ER. It's actually a very, very accurate representation because when you look at pictures of the ER, it actually looks very much like a maze. Anyway, so the spaces in the maze for people to navigate around, those are the compartments. And the compartments are known as the ER lumen. And the circle that it's attached to is actually like the nucleus, but remember, it's attached to the nuclear envelope around the nucleus. Well, enough about that analogy. So basically, now that you got this general picture in your head of the structure of the ER, you realize that this ER is basically this one ginormous membrane. And to give you perspective on how much membrane actually is in this organelle, if you were to calculate all the membrane in the ER, it actually accounts for more than half of the total membrane in the entire cell. So basically, it is one ginormous membrane. Anyways, so this ER can actually be broken down into two distinct subunits. It can be broken down into the smooth ER and the rough ER. So let's go into a little more depth on those. So I'm going to first start by going over the smooth ER structure. So the smooth ER, it looks like it's made up of a lot of tubes. And it looks like a really complex pipeline with a lot of twists and turns. And the reason why it's molded and structured this way is because this maximizes efficiency for the smooth ER, because this structure allows it to maximize surface area. So let's go on to the function of the smooth ER. So this smooth ER deals with three main functions. The first is synthesis of lipids, steroids, and hormones. The second is the detoxification of drugs and poisons. And the third is the calcium ion storage. So let's first start by discussing the first function, which is the synthesis of lipids, steroids, and hormones. So this smooth ER has a whole bunch of enzymes packed inside of it, and these enzymes all have specific functions, but many of the enzymes function in a way to synthesize the lipids, steroids, and hormones. And let's just talk about the sex hormones right now. So one of the hormones that the smooth ER creates is a sex hormone. And the organs that are involved in reproduction will require these sex hormones, like the testes and the ovaries. So from this, we can infer that the testes and ovaries will have a very high amount of smooth ER. So it's very important that they have a function to synthesize these products, because they're all really essential for all the metabolic processes that we need to survive. Now on to the second function, which is the detoxification of drugs and poisons. When I read about this, it was actually really interesting how this works. But how we get rid of these poisons that enter our body is that, so we have enzymes in the ER, and some of them are dedicated to detoxifying harmful products in our bodies, because people drink, and some people do drugs. And these are all poisons, because alcohol is a poison, and our body needs to find a way to get rid of this. So how our smooth ER detoxifies this is by adding a hydroxyl group to the drug molecules. So in case you guys don't know, a hydroxyl group is a hydrogen and an oxygen. And remember that oxygen is very electronegative, meaning that it's polar, all right? And remember, when something is polar, it'll dissolve in water. So adding this hydroxyl group will help your body be able to flush out the drug molecule more easily. So the smooth ER is really essential in this detoxifying process. And connecting this even further, the smooth ER is actually the reason why people develop an alcohol tolerance. So our body recognizes alcohol as a poison. So as it enters our body's going to want to respond by sending out all the smooth ER to detoxify the poison. But if people are continuously drinking, like over a period of time, like continuously doing it, our body realizes this pattern, and a higher and higher amount of smooth ER will start accumulating, because you need more smooth ER to combat all the poison that's entering your body. But because your body's anticipating this alcohol with the higher and higher amounts of smooth ER, this means that every single time you drink, you'll need to drink even more alcohol to feel the same effect as you used to feel. Well, anyways, I thought that was really cool, but let's move on to the third and final function of the smooth ER, which is the storage of calcium ions. So calcium ions are also known as Ca2+. But anyways, these ions are really, really useful because they can, they're used for signaling an action to occur in our bodies. And it can signal a lot of actions, but let's just use muscle contractions as an example. So this smooth ER can get calcium ions from the cytosol and pump them into the ER lumen. And remember, the ER lumen is like the compartments in the ER. So it'll pump it in, and then when a nerve cell receives an impulse, the ER will pump the calcium ions back out. It'll rush out really fast, and this is going to trigger a contraction of the cell. But there's a really, really wide variety of tasks that this that these calcium ions can perform. It's not simply limited to the contractions of muscles. It can also cause functions like the secretion of vesicles and synthesis of proteins. So this Ca2+ or calcium ions are really, really important. Well, let's get on to the rough ER. So the rough ER is called rough because it's covered with many, many ribosomes. When you look under it with an electron microscope, you can see all these little dots, and the little dots are ribosomes. So that's why it's called rough. So remember, these ribosomes are these mini, mini, tiny organelles that help with protein synthesis. And as for the structure of this rough ER, it's mainly composed of membrane. But this membrane has to be supported somehow. So that's where cytoskeletal elements enter. So one of the main elements of the cytoskeleton are microtubules. So you kind of think of a microtubule in a really simplified way as kind of just like a strong rod. So these microtubules play a really big role in helping to support our rough ER network. And it's so essential that if a microtubule was to break down or if it's disrupted, the rough ER network will actually end up collapsing, and the rough ER will only reform once the microtubules are fixed. And here's something really cool for you guys about rough ER structure is that the rough ER actually synthesizes membrane also, and some of the membrane that it synthesizes actually also adds on to its own membrane. So the ER is constantly growing as it's constantly adding the membrane that it's growing onto itself. Anyways, enough about that. Let's get onto the function of the rough ER. The rough ER has two main functions. It deals with protein synthesis, and it also deals with quality control of protein folding. So there's two functions. So let's first review the first function, which is protein synthesis. So let's find out how this works. First, a processed mRNA transcript will be sent out from the nucleus into the cytoplasm. And as it's in the cytoplasm, a ribosome that's floating around will attach to this mRNA, and it's going to start synthesizing a couple amino acids, because remember, the ribosomes are here to help synthesize the proteins. So it's going to start by creating a couple amino acids in the beginning. But this one singular ribosome can't do all the work. So it needs to be brought into the rough ER for further development to really refine the protein and complete it. But right now, it's still floating around the cytoplasm, so how is it going to get into the rough ER? How this works is that as the mRNA transcript is being coded, this short sequence called a signaling sequence will be created. And this signaling sequence is really just a short sequence of amino acids that are really, really specific. So once this short sequence is recognized, something called a signal recognition particle will attach to this short strand that has been created, and it's actually going to halt the transcription. And once this transcription is halted, it means that this little mini complex of mRNA transcript and ribosome can now move to the rough ER. And it's going to enter the rough ER in this really tight channel called the translocon. So this little short strand of amino acid is going to get filed through. And once it's filed through this small hole, this small channel, the signal recognition molecule will detach. Because remember, the role of the signal recognition molecule was to simply halt transcription to allow this transcribed little chain of amino acids to go into the rough ER. Anyways, once inside the rough ER, further transcription and the adding and cutting of amino acids will occur inside. Okay, so let's get on to the second job of the rough ER, which is to maintain quality control of protein synthesis. So just imagine this. The protein synthesis is a very, very long process. And there's so many things travel around, so many things bind, so many things are formed and synthesized. So many, many things could go wrong. And in order to prevent this, the rough ER performs something called glycosylation. It performs glycosylation on the peptide chain that's currently being created. So basically the amino acid chain. And the rough ER performs glycosylation by adding an enzyme. Get ready, it's a long name. It's called oligosaccharyl transferase. And this enzyme will be attached to the polypeptide chain, and it causes it to become more soluble. And this protects it from other molecules, and because we could have the wrong molecules bind to it or wrong molecules perform the wrong functions on it. And you want to make sure that you have the correct molecules that can finish the proper folding of a protein. So it really ensures the quality of the proteins that are created to delete and get rid of all the error possible. And remember, it's really important that we're not messing up these proteins, because if you mess up one or two, your cell can just make more of them and fix that. And that's definitely not very efficient. But if you mess up way too many proteins, a cell will actually perform apoptosis and kill itself. Okay, so now we're wondering that where do all these proteins go after they're synthesized? So how this works is that some proteins actually remain embedded in the membrane of the ER. It'll simply perform its functions from there. But other organelles also need proteins to complete their functions. So these have to be transported away in vesicles. And vesicles are really just like this. You can imagine like a circle, but it's made of membrane. So I'm going to give a watered down version of how the vehicles... the vesicles transport the protein. So there's this protein complex called COP2, and this is really, really important in allowing these vesicles to carry the proteins away. So this COP2 requires something called a GTPase enzyme, and it also needs a nucleotide in order to function. But once all of these three things can work together, so remember, first, it's the COP2, second, the GTPase, there is a nucleotide. Once these three can collaborate together and work, the membrane will distort, and as it distorts, a piece of it will actually rip off, but taking a protein with it, and this vesicle will travel to wherever it needs to go, and most of them go to the Golgi, because at the Golgi they can perform further refinement of the protein, and that's really important. Okay, now we have gone over everything, so let's do a quick recap of what we just talked about. So remember, the endoplasmic reticulum is this extensive network of tubules and sacs that combine to form this ginormous complex of membrane. And this ginormous complex, this ER, can be subdivided into two categories. It can turn into the smooth ER and the rough ER. So this smooth ER deals with three main functions. The first function of the smooth ER is the synthesis of lipids, steroids, and hormones. The second main function is the detoxification of drugs and poisons. The third main function is the storage of calcium ions. Okay, on to the rough ER. The rough ER has two main functions. The first main function is protein synthesis, and the second main function is the quality control of protein folding. And that wraps it up for our podcast on the endoplasmic reticulum. Thank you for listening, everyone.